You're listening to SBS News.
It's been 18 months since COVID-19 began to grab the world's attention, quickly spreading from the Chinese city of Wuhan before infecting and killing millions and overwhelming health systems in all corners of the globe. 180 million people have now been infected with the virus at some stage, while the global death toll is rapidly approaching 4 million. During this time, the virus has not only spread, it's mutated multiple times. There are now several variants of the original COVID-19 strain that are more transmissible, with the Delta variant predicted to soon be the world's dominant variant. Professor Catherine Bennett from Deakin University.
It seems to have a particular mutation or set of mutations that impact its ability to transmit. So it's a variant that we've been watching because we have seen it outcompete the other variants of concern. So Alpha, the variant associated with the UK originally, has been quite quickly replaced by this Delta variant as the dominant strain. This particular variant is potentially 60% more infectious than we saw with the Alpha variant, and that already was 50% more infectious than other variants. So its ability to transmit is a concern.
The Delta variant, first identified in India, has now been reported in at least 80 countries. It now makes up 99% of new infections in the United Kingdom and 90% in Russia. Research from Public Health England estimates Delta has a reproduction value of 6, compared to between 2 to 3 from the other mutated variants. That means for every one person infected with Delta, 6 other people will catch the virus. Professor Bennett says the Alpha variant was becoming the dominant variant in Australia, but it's now been overtaken by Delta.
Well, Alpha, I think, was becoming the dominant one we were seeing being brought in with returning travellers. So for us, it's the mix that comes into hotel quarantine. We've done everything we can. Screening offshore reduces the number of cases coming in. But now, whether it's people from Asia, Europe or North America, the chances are it's going to be a Delta variant they're bringing if they do happen to be positive. So I think we have to get used to the fact that Delta will be the dominant global variant, and that's the one we need to be really focused on.
In Australia, there have been multiple outbreaks of COVID-19 that can be traced back to the Delta or Alpha variant. While Delta is quickly becoming the country's dominant variant, there are also warnings about the Kappa variant, also known as the other variant, that was first identified in India. Professor Robert Boy, an infectious diseases specialist with the University of Sydney and the Immunisation Coalition, explains its origins.
Several months ago, people noticed that there was a mutant strain developing in India. They called it a double mutant, but indeed there was probably a dozen mutations that led to this new variant. And it was called B1.617 or B1617, two teenagers. So you could call it the Teenage Mutant Ninja Tucson.
COVID-19 is caused by an RNA virus, the same virus which causes influenza. Professor Boy explains that RNA viruses tend to mutate very easily, which explains the high number of COVID-19 variants, of which there are several others, like the beta and the gamma variant, wreaking havoc overseas.
COVID-19 is an RNA virus, and that means, like influenza, it doesn't copy itself very well at all. So the progeny, the babies of one virus, can be slightly different, mutated from the original virus. Viruses want to survive just like you and I want to survive. And so although they don't have volition, they can't make a decision, the viruses that do survive are those that can transmit. So in mutating, those that are able to transmit from one person to another and on are those that become entrenched in the community.
Both Professors Bennett and Boy are urging Australians to be vaccinated, explaining that the AstraZeneca and Pfizer vaccines are highly effective against the variants if people are fully vaccinated. Professor Bennett adds that data from the UK shows that 83% of cases of Delta are in people who are not vaccinated, with fewer than 4% of cases coming from people who were fully vaccinated.
So for vaccine efficacy, the numbers that have come out of the UK lately show that if you're fully vaccinated, and we're talking about protection now against serious illness and hospitalisation, you still have between 96-92% coverage, protection from hospitalisation, whether you've had AstraZeneca or Pfizer after your second dose. So vaccination is still our best strategy.
Alan Lee, SBS News.